a black BMW crawled beside me, bypassing open parking spots. I tugged my jacket closer and kept my gaze on the slick black pavement. The window lowered with a mechanical whirr.
"Scarlett,"
came a voice from within the car. I refused to peer into the shadowy darkness. I didn't need to look to know who it was. The confident and suave tone, deep and seductive, panty-melting. It was Aaron, and he was the last person I wanted to see. I ignored his request to meet for a reason. How the hell does he know where I live? It took a week for the bruises from our last encounter to fade from my skin. It took a little more than that for my insides to stop feeling torn apart. I had to turn away clients because of him. I lost money because of him. I'd just taken my first client since that night in the hotel room, so no, I would not respond to him.
"I won't ask you again,"
the voice said. I quickened my steps, my heels tapping against the pavement rhythmically. My heartbeat quickened in my ears and thumped against my chest wall. The car sped forward, and I finally took a deep breath, but my relief was short-lived. The car's engine cut out, and the night air went silent. My heart drummed. The driver's side door opened, and Aaron stepped out. He walked around the car, blocking my path. I kept my gaze away from him as I tried to step around him, but he blocked me again by matching my stride. His powerful hands grabbed my shoulders, stopping me in my tracks. He lifted my chin with a rough grasp.
"Scarlett,"
he said in a father-like tone. His voice made me feel like I'd done something wrong, like I needed to apologize for something. When I finally met his blue eyes, his gaze weakened me.
"You've been ignoring my calls, my texts."
His angular jaw pulsed, his frustration clear in his expression. Because I didn't like what happened. I tried to sound confident, but my trembling voice gave my weakness away. He squeezed my chin.
"Well, I loved what happened, and I want it to happen again."
"I don't." I tried to step away to free myself from his grasp, but he looped his arm around my waist.
"How much?"
"No amount of money is worth it. Not for sale," I said through clenched teeth. He brushed my dark hair away from my face.
"Everything's for sale. Money's no object."
"No, nope." I shook my head.
$5,000. I'm willing to pay that much for another night with you."
Wait. $5,000? As in 5 and 3 zeros? My dark eyes looked up at him. "Fine." I rolled my eyes. He gripped my shoulder and squeezed.
"Watch that face of yours."